So say we continue today in Simen Tzadik Hey Sif Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch writes Maniach Yadav Alibo Kifusin Pirish Kikshurin Hayimonis Ala Smolus. When davening, one should place his hands over his heart, and his hands should literally be, you know, locked, or really one on top of the other. Specifically, the right on top of the left. Va'omid ke'eved lifnei rab be'imo b'yirei pachad, and one should stand like a servant before his master with fear and trepidation. And a person should not place his hands on his legs, because this has the appearance of arrogance. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav Libo. So when the Mechaber says over here that you should stand with your hands crossed over your heart, right on top of the left, that's because that's how they would stand in front of the king. But says the Mishnah Berurah, essentially everything is kiminag ha-makom. Everything goes in accordance with the way, the normative way, with which to go ahead and stand before someone who is chashiv. He goes on, ubisifra sarama amaros kasa b'shem ha-ri, she'anichu zra'osam al-libam yimonas al-smolis, b'shem ha-ramak she'yakov ha-gudol b'soch pisas hayad. So again, the Ari writes that you should literally cross your arms over your heart, right hand, right arm on top of the left. The Ramak, Ramosha Kardevero, the Rebbe of the Ari, went ahead and says that you should go ahead and bend your thumb into the palm of your hand. The idea over here being that one should strike a respectful pose. Be'imo, v'yishli hisnonea b'shas tefila mishum kol atzmo say tamarna Hashem michamocho. When davening, one should move, one should shuckle, because this represents kol atzmo say, all of my bones, my entire body cries out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is like you? Halacha Dalet. Tov lechavim raglov gam b'shas shomer kiddushem shliach tzibor. Person should keep his feet together also when he is saying kiddusha with the shliach tzibor. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Gam b'shas sifkon ches shahare omrim kishim shemakdishim oso b'shmei marom. Because in kiddusha we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are going to praise you in the same way in which they praise you in the celestial sphere. So going back to what we learned a few days ago, the same way in Shamayim that the malachim go ahead and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their feet together, so too we strike that same pose when we go ahead and we recite kiddusha as well. Well said, we will stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up with Simon Tzadik Vav, wishing everyone a Freilich and Purim.